With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, tonight was owned by, as we all thought it was going to be a few months ago, the WNBA draft. Caitlin Clark going number one overall. Other big stars that you've paid attention to got drafted as well. You know, we saw Cardoso, who was the mop of the Final Four, go number three overall. Angel Reese is headed to Chicago with Cardoso. Cardoso said after she got picked and Angel Reese got picked, nobody's getting any rebounds against us. So she's already talking smack, getting ready for the regular season, which I think starts tomorrow at noon. I think that's when we have the first game.
Let's lace them up. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like very eager to get to work. And, yeah, you start talking about being able to – and they're working for Teresa Witherspoon there in Chicago, a legend in her own right, right? So, you know, it's good times. And, yes, they will dominate the boards. This is I can already see it, you know, where they used to. And with all, you know, respect to, you know, the world of New York and the events that we've had. But remember when we used to grab any time we had two tall players? Yep, it's the Twin Towers. There
exactly.
They are.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
so here we have it. Angel Reese and Cardoso getting after it.
But now, look, the question's going to turn to, and I love, because this is a great discussion. How well will Caitlin Clark do in the WNBA, right? How is she going to be? You saw the big, it was great stuff. It was jumped off by a Scott Van Pelt question, Diana Taurasi, that reality is coming for Caitlin Clark, right? Like, she's going to get to the WNBA, and players are going to be foaming at the mouth to guard her because they're bigger, they're more athletic, and let's see what she can do.
Yeah, that may be true, but, like, she spoke about it like she was a WWE villain, Smith.
Well, look.
You know, she's coming, brother, and we're all waiting on you.
Coming in, if you will, Diana Taurasi. What do you see going on for Caitlin Clark on May the 5th? Well, you don't mean Gene Man when I'm hanging and banging in the gym, and I've got that poster up of Caitlin Clark, and I just grab it like Rocky does in Rocky IV, and I just take the picture of Drago, and I crumble it in my fist. That's what I'm going to do to Caitlin Clark.
Now, she delivered it a little more subtly, more in the Rowdy Roddy Piper,
sure,
low-key kind of guttural. Well, you know, she thinks she's just going to walk into the WNBA, and she's going to take it over, man.
Look, now
that's
this,
not that soul.
What is she from Canada all of a sudden? What, you,
well,
like a
Roddy Piper was. Oh, go back and listen to his promos.
He wasn't. He didn't quite.
He was a Canadian.
Yeah, he didn't quite. I never heard that in Roddy Piper's speech, but I heard it in yours right there.
Yeah, go back.
I think you went over the top there for a little bit too much.
Well,
too much
we
Canadian
are talking about
there.
The WWE, brother.
But look, I get this part of it because here you have these are great players who played in the WNBA for a long time. Lisa Leslie talked about it. Candace Parker, Sue Bird. A great story by Ramona Shelburne on ESPN. I'm putting this together, and I understand all of that. I understand that if Caitlin Clark is playing traditional point guard and she's bringing the ball up, trying to get her own shots and get into the paint all the time, it's going to be a bit of an adjustment. Yes, 100%. I completely agree with that. But just think about this for a second. You really think a player as great as Caitlin Clark, who brought her team to two national title games and only to get dispatched by two teams that were by leaps and years and bounds better than they were, you really think she's going to suddenly struggle and score like 8 points a game? She's going to have a Steph Curry-like career. Because what have we seen her do in college, right? Be able to get free off of screens, to get her own shot, to get a three, to hit it. She hit shots from the logo. That's what's going to happen. This is not going to be, okay, Caitlin, you're our star, and now you're going to bring the ball up every single time. That's not going to happen. They're not going to sit there and try to pick her pocket in the backcourt all the time. They're going to figure out, the Indiana Fever is going to figure out very quickly, okay, yes, sometimes Caitlin can bring it up, just like sometimes Steph brings the ball up, but sometimes, hey, we're going to find a way to get her open for a three. And I don't know about you, but I've seen plenty of times where Caitlin Clark goes through two or three screens with Iowa, and the best defensive player on the other team, I mean, unless it's Kim Mulkey, because she didn't do that, and the best defensive player on the team can't keep up or trying to get around there, and guess what? Caitlin Clark finds that little bit of daylight for a three, catches the ball, step back, and hits it, right? Like, I've seen enough of that to know her game is going to translate really well into the WNBA, and that's the kind of impact she's going, that's the kind of game she's got. She's got a very Steph Curry-like game. You're going to see her take shots from the logo. You're going to see her take a lot of threes, tons of threes. You may not see him take it like she did in college, the heat check threes where, hey, you know, 15 feet behind the three-point line, we, you know, once in a while you want to take a logo three, that's great. But, you know, in heat checks, we don't really do that, okay, just so you know. So you're going to see a little bit of an adjustment there. But overall, she's going to be able to get her shot. She's going to score a lot of points. Maybe she's not a 30-point-a-game scorer in her first year, but she will be a star. The pressure is on her to be a star right away, because if she's not, that's where you might wind up losing interest, and people might go, oh, yeah, she was great in college, but I've watched first couple of games, and oh, she's really struggling here in the WNBA. That I agree. That's a big concern for the WNBA if Caitlin Clark is not a star right away. But I have no doubt in my mind she's going to be a big scorer, and she's going to hit big threes, and people are going to be excited, and they're going to continue to watch, and they're going to watch the WNBA unlike they've ever watched the WNBA before. And I mean it. She's going to have a Magic Johnson, Larry Bird-like effect on the WNBA. Like, there's going to be the WNBA before this moment, and now the WNBA after they got Caitlin Clark. Like, the NBA was the NBA before Magic and Larry showed up, and then the NBA was what it was after they showed up. And that's the kind of impact she's going to have. But I have no doubt in my mind she's going to find, like, what, all of a sudden, like, she's going to not be able to, oh, I can't get open, the players are too good. Again, all-time leading scorer in college basketball, more than points than any of these girls and any of these women ever scored in the WNBA. I'm pretty sure she's going to be okay getting her points. I don't feel like we're going to have too many games. Boy, she shot 1 for 14 and scored 6 points. I don't think there's going to be too many nights like that.
Well, the thing that when we start looking at history and you start going through, you know, the classic great rookie seasons in the WNBA, most of them are not by – they're more post players than outside shooters. So doing the comparison, well, this one person scored 18 a game, and a lot of them were somewhere between, you know, 18.1 and 18.7 per game as you go back and you look at Tamika Catchings or even Candace Parker, Deladon back with the Chicago Sky, etc. All in that 18 to 19 point range. Not really outside shooters. Right. So collapse on the inside. So now it's, you know, they also drafted Celeste Taylor, right? Goes from Ohio State. to Indiana. Point, another point guard. So in terms of people bringing the ball up, Aliyah Boston is already there, was already on the roster, right? Last year's rookie of the year. So you've got some players on that squad that you have to contend with. And to your point, yeah, you run an offense that's going to free her up to shoot. Is it all going to be, you know, 30-point performances? No, but, you know, you're changing the game a little bit, much like we talked about Steph Curry changing the game for your analogy. They're going to get the best shot, right? Even though they drafted number one, they're going to get, you know, it's like a defending champion. And everybody comes in, and yeah, they've got a chip on their shoulder, right? We were great players in college. We didn't get the same run. Again, you know, maybe the nuance of time, place, and all of those things, you know, he's either lost on folks or they just want to ignore it for the place. But she's coming into the league and it elevates all boats, right? And so go give her your best shot defensively and make sure you keep working through screens, because I guarantee you, you're going to get a nice forearm shiver from Aliyah Boston a couple of times as you try to break through to guard Clark. I can tell you
But here's the thing, and I hear what you're saying, and you bring up a point that helps illustrate that you don't think when Zion came into the league, there weren't a bunch of players going, okay, Zion, this ain't Duke.
100%.
Welcome to the
every
NBA.
Year.
And what happens? When he's healthy, he's dominant. You don't think there were players when Shaq came into the NBA going, okay, Shaq, you come to the NBA, now you pound in the paint and see how it goes. And Shaq was a star. Like, star players generally are star players in the NBA. And star players in college, I mean, big superstar players in college are generally superstar players when they hit the pros, because that's how good they are.
But, Jason, like, look at the year this year in the NBA, right? Everybody's like, oh, the Frenchman's coming over and to take over. We'll be able to
you watch.
Oh,
watch
down.
What we do to Wemby.
He's too slight. He's 7'4". No, we're going to break that guy in half.
Five. He's already a top five player in the league. Like,
we're going
like,
to break that guy in half. Great. Instead, he runs off 17 points, including 4 3-pointers. Damn it, we have to guard him out there, too.
You know what this reminds me of? You know, this reminds me of, honestly, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. It reminds me of when I was a kid and, like, the Jets had a game coming up against the Bills, right? And, like, let's say the Jets beat the Bills early in the season, like 27-3, right? Like, you know, now the game later on in the season, and you would hear players go, you'd talk about the rematch, we can't wait to get back at the Jets, and you people you talk to, they would go, oh, man, watch out, the Bills are pissed. Watch out. And I would go, oh, wow, man, you're right. They're going to be really mad about losing that game. Oh, man, the Jets are going to struggle. How are they going to win this game? Like, I used to think that was a thing. Like, when I was younger, like, oh, yeah, they're really mad. Oh, man. Like, it was going to take them by surprise. Oh, we forgot we lost that game by 24 to you. Like, we're not professional football players. We go out to give a big effort. Oh, but now we're mad. Oh, we're mad. But when I was little, I used to think, oh, they're going to be so mad. Oh, the Jets are going to get killed. And then the Jets would win, and I would go, wow. And the Bills were really mad going into this game, and they still found a way to win. Like, I get it. Oh, we can't wait to show her what it's going to be like to get to the WNBA. I think Caitlin Clark's got a couple of tricks up her sleeve. I'm pretty sure she's not somebody walking in going, oh, I just came through the looking glass and you're the Mad Hatter and here's a tea party and I don't know what's going on and I'm sitting at the table. No, I think she's going to be okay with that. Just because we can't wait to show her what it's like to get to the... Yeah, okay, that's great. That's great, but I feel okay about it.
Just remember the old rule in our talking business and the way we look at athletes. Everybody else is going to adapt to you, but you're going to stay the same. That's how we do this analysis all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They're going to change things up. They've got some tape on the guys. He's not watching tape of what they've done defensively.
Their
coordinators are stagnant and their development is stagnant. Yeah, that's what you lead me to believe. Yeah.
What are you doing this week? Well, I'm on SNL Saturday. Then I'm going to hang out and go to the beach every day for the next like 5 or 6 days after that. Then I'll shoot around a little bit next Saturday. Then I'm going to...
Like, I've got a trip planned to Morocco for the next 2 weeks. I'm not showing up for training camp.
Going to Morocco. Yeah, no, I'm not going to worry. They'll let everybody else work hard. They got to catch up to me. I don't need to put the work in. Look at me. I'm a superstar. That's what people are talking about, and it's just insane that they don't think, oh, yeah, she's got no way. She got no way.
And suddenly she's not going to work. That's laughable. Yeah. You're like, well, she did all that there. I mean, look at it now. Like, nope. All those drills, all of the practices and everything else. It all stops.
Exit, how about a Fresca? Exit, Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, we got a big story out of the NBA as we get set for Play-In Night, Part 1. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm John Tesh. Celebrities celebrating a birthday yesterday, April 14th, include Pete Rose, who turned 83. Baker Mayfield is 29. Adrian Brody, you haven't heard from him in 20 years, he's 51. Rob McElhenney is 47. Congratulations, Wrexham. Anthony Michael Hall turned 56. And Brad Garrett is 64. And a very happy birthday one day ago to our own special delivery, Steve DeSager, who celebrated his 29th birthday a day ago. Steve, happy birthday, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. Doing well. And is this too much of a secret that I've been 29 before?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Yeah, no, it's all good.
My mom always claimed the Jack Benny thing.
Yes.
Where you stopped at 39.
The old comedian actually stopped counting. I thought that was a good thing. I've taken it up myself.
And clearly, when people say, hey, age is only a number, that's a big lie, because age is clearly a word. I just understand that, okay?
And you feel it. Like, after a weekend game, you feel it like you did not when you were 25.
Not true.
What'd you wind up doing for your birthday?
I worked here, and we had cake in the office.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, there was birthday. Oh, man.
If you were here, we had pieces left over. It was sensational.
Oh, that's
where'd they get it from, and what kind of cake was it?
A sensational cake for Steve DeSager.
Yes!
Yes! The cake is sensational.
It was a chocolate Oreo cake.
Oh, wow, there and go. There's none left?
There is none left. I gave a couple of extra pieces to Dan when he was in today, and I am eating the last piece tonight after the show.
Oh, give a couple of pieces to Dan Beyer. Okay,
that
not,
is
not to me. When you know when Harmon's out, you get to do shows with me. Not me though.
Apparently,
not me.
I discovered that Dan had something to do with the surprise happy birthday and the cake and all of that in the first place.
It doesn't matter. You go do a show with Dan Beyer at some point. Then you go hang out with him. You be his best friend when Mike Harmon's out. Go ahead, you hang out with Dan Beyer.
This very much turned all of a sudden.
See how it works.
Instead of doing shows,
it was a nice kayfabe moment, and then it all just went to hell. Now,
like, what a crime.
You a brand new VHS, and now I'm throwing it away.
When Harmon's in Vegas trying to steal some people's collectible baseball card collections, you go to Dan Beyer's house and knock on the door at 7 o'clock.
Now you're equating me with that guy?
Yes.
What the hell?
Just don't be packing.
Exactly.
But happy birthday, Steve. Outstanding. The Jason Smith Show with Mike. Yeah, Pete Rose. Pete Rose and Baker Mayfield. The big birthdays yesterday. Yeah.
You know, Pete Rose making his dramatic return to licensed trading card autographs.
I thought you were going to say, Pete Rose, you know, gambled on baseball. That sounded like where you were going with it. Pete Rose, you know, he gambled on baseball.
Hey, but not Ipe.
Wait, what?
That's where he drew the line in the sand of his moral clauses and his points of his direction in his life. You know, everything's gone. I could screw over the guy that's been looking after me for 6 years every which way possible. But the sanctity of baseball is something I will not do. Not like that Pete Rose guy.
You know, Pete Rose gambled on baseball. Yeah, that's a thing. You know, so as we get set for the play-in round to begin tomorrow night, a couple of things about the NBA playoffs. Look, we talked last hour about how I love the fact the Knicks and the Lakers went for it and didn't back off and say, oh, you know, we don't want to play this team in the first round, so we're going to pretend everybody's sick on the final day of the regular season. The other thing is this. As you know me, I talk a lot about the Knicks are going to the finals, and they are, because the Knicks are going to the finals. The Knicks are going to the finals. They are. They're that good. But let me just say this. If the Celtics aren't in the NBA Finals, something is wrong. They're 15 games better than anybody in the East this year. They have an amazing home record. They lost 4 games this year, 1 game near the end of the season to the Knicks where they tried for maybe 3 quarters. And then they realized they weren't going to win, and that was how it was going to end. If the Celtics aren't in the NBA Finals, something is wrong. Now, there's always injuries out there, and you never know. What do I always say about guys like Porzingis? Hey, he's great till you need him the most, and then look what happens. But if they're not in the NBA Finals, something is wrong. If you had to say to me, I got to bet on one team to make the NBA Finals, I would bet the Celtics over the Nuggets, just because the Nuggets road is much more difficult with much more talented teams that you're going to play starting with the first round of the playoffs. Look at this. I'd say, hey, Celtics, if they're not in the NBA Finals, something's really, really wrong. It really is.
No, that's it, right? I mean, we've seen the collapse of the Milwaukee Bucks. We can do a full-on semester's worth of psychology of running a basketball team over the last 3 years, right? The early exits, firing a Budenholzer, and then you get out to 30-13, you fire Griffin, and then you bring in Doc and you're sub-500. And you play no defense, and now Giannis is hurt. Your Knicks, do they have another 3 months of Thibodeau ball in them?
Knicks, yeah. Knicks,
I don't know, but Jalen Brunson's been a hell of a show, no question about it.
Dude, I am so excited about this playoffs for the Knicks. I don't care who we play. You know, Heat or whatever. I don't care. Heat, Sixers, bring them on. I don't give a crap. Yeah, well, the Heat went to the finals, and here comes the Heat and Jimmy Butler. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Bring on the Heat. Oh, Joel Embiid, the Sixers of what? Yeah. I think the last time we played Embiid with the Sixers, we won by 30. Yeah, I don't care. I'm not afraid of anybody. And I know that I'm never going to win the championship if I'm afraid of a team. If my team is afraid to play somebody in the first round, so we're sitting guys out so we can avoid that. Because you don't think you're good enough if you say, hey, we want to sit guys off to avoid this round. You can tell yourself till you're blue in the face all, hey, we're only doing this in the first round. Want to play them when it comes up. Good for us. No, this tells me you know you're not good enough. You're not good enough to win a title, so you want. So I love the fact that teams like the Knicks and the Lakers said, screw it, we're going to go out, we're going to win, we're going to try to do what we can, and we're going to get the highest seed we can, because you never know what happens in the playoffs, and maybe something crazy happens, and the Celtics go out in the first round, and then we have home court all the way through. No, you play hard, and you let the chips fall where they may. Because look, you're going to have to beat teams anyway, right? I mean, if you're not playing the Sixers, you're going to play the Heat. If you're not playing the Heat, you're going to play the Pacers. All these teams are good, right? All these teams have lost the same number of games in the regular season. The difference between places 2 and 7 is mainly 2 or 3 games. And this is sitting stars on the back half of back-to-back games or at the end of the year when you don't really care about improving your seedings anymore and you'd rather get players rest. I mean, there's no difference between these teams. Oh, but Joel Embiid is so, yes, Joel Embiid is great. You know what? Other players are great too, right? Halliburton's a great player too, right? Jimmy Butler's a great. There's lots of great players, right? So, yeah, I like the fact I'm not going to be scared, and I'm glad my team isn't scared about what goes in front of it. I dig that.
Well, didn't Embiid miss the game for cautionary tales, right? He set out the precautionary measures for the finale. So what the hell are we looking at for him? He's suddenly going to be ready for 3 months? Or a week and a half?
What did
I get through 5 games with him? I don't know.
What did Rick Bucher tell us last week? I've never seen a guy so tired shooting free throws.
Yes,
as I was Joel
Embiid.
Remember,
like the air ball he shot, and he looked absolutely gassed walking to the line. I mean, it's like Boban missing intentionally. There should be an investigation.
No, come on, he got free chicken for everybody, man. Come on, it's free chicken.
But think about the. Think about all the gamblers.
Doesn't matter. People are gambling on chicken? I don't think people are getting. Can you gamble on chicken? Hey, are they going to give away free
player
chicken?
Props, point totals, all of those things?
I don't think there's.
Live betting?
Are there chicken? You know, text Todd Furman. You have his number and find out if there were chicken props that were met or not met yesterday because of Boban.
Well, maybe. I'll let him. I'll ask the question.
See if that's.
I don't think
there.
Chicken's ever been. Explicitly put into the wager, no. Unless it's between mayors.
And if we win, I'll send you one of our best chickens from. The chicken would be alive. Okay, let me. How about we get.
Wait, now you're drifting down to little Jerry Seinfeld territory. Be careful. My best fighter.
Little Jerry Seinfeld. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Oh, no, but look.
He goes down in the third.
But the Celtics are just by far and away they are the class of the Eastern Conference, and they can win any kind of game. And the changes they made to the roster from last year to this year,
what
it was able to do.
But that's the thing, right? It's another year of the same thing. I love you. You're great. Now finish the job.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that this year, it's look how much better they were than everybody else. This wasn't where, hey, they won the East by a couple of games. I mean, they're 15 games up on as great as the Knicks have been. And yes, they became a new team after the deadline without Anunoby. And maybe it would have been closer if he played the whole season. And Brunson, the player he became over the course of the first third of the year, maybe the Knicks would have been a little bit closer to them. But still, you're talking about a team that's that far ahead of everybody. And they should be able to go out there in their sleep and get to the Eastern Conference Finals, where they'll probably play the Knicks. So that should be it. Like, if they don't get there this year, like, something is really wrong. And it should be the path of least resistance, where they should be playing a team, say it's the Nuggets. The Nuggets should be exhausted from 3 rounds of, look at these teams we had to go through. It was murder. It was the Lakers, and then it was the Mavericks, and then it was forget it. Like, they should be getting to the finals going, we're just exhausted. The Celtics should be taking it in a sweep. Like, that's how far ahead they are of everybody in the East and what the path to the final should be for them.
No, and you're right. It's all of the woulda, shoulda, should be, right? Just like the Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron James should have been doing more than just having people debate whether they should sit out a play-in game to avoid the Denver Nuggets, for crying out loud, right? There's a lot of woulda, shouldas, right? Anthony Davis played 75 games, right? We talked about it last week. He should be a guy getting serious consideration for MVP. He won't. He'll finish as a top five vote getter, and I can't wait to talk to Rick Bucher when you start making your Jalen Brunson case again, even though you've made it before. You know,
eventually people are going to say you're right.
Let me do so.
You're right.
What is it? I strenuously object.
Oh! If you strenuously object, then we have to do something about it. You object once to get it on the record, okay? the judge even had the judge saying he was a medical expert.
See, it all plays together that way.
But they're like the same. Like, what is it? Because you do this more than me. Like, what is it like a confidence stock? Like, what stock do I have the most confidence in performance-wise? Like, of all of this, it would be the Celtics. And if it's not, then something's really wrong. I shouldn't play the stock market at all. But, like, is that what it's like a confidence stock is what they call? Like, I don't know what the phrase is.
Well, we do confidence points. But, yeah, I mean, I guess we could keep it there, right? What's a blue chip? Right? The blue chip stock, one that you just leave in your portfolio because it's good.
Yeah, when
right,
you want, you know, it's not going to lose.
Company. Like, that's, there's yeah, no like, fluctuation. Like, we're not in cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's what
we're
it
not
is. Yeah,
in,
that's what I mean.
You know, no, we're not in a tech bubble. We're just investing in a good, like, we're Costco, for lack of a better term. We pay a dividend each quarter.
We're not going anywhere.
Right? We're not going anywhere. We're a behemoth. And if you look at Costco stock, I mean, the last year, if you had a little bit invested, you got a lot more right now. Not giving stock advice right now. But it's the idea that you have this long-term play. Just let it sit and marinate and start thinking about saving for something big.
Exit Albata Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Time now to find out what's trending in the wide world of sports from the birthday boy, special delivery Steve DeSager, who turned 39 yesterday. Once again.
So apparently this segment has aged me 10 years.
Yeah, apparently.
I didn't think it was that bad. I was listening to the show.
Yeah.
We got two ball games still in progress.
I said you were 29 a few minutes ago.
That's correct,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Happy 49th to Steve DeSager.
Wait till after the update for that.
Is that the Arnie Spanier effect?
No, nobody's older than Arnie. Yeah,
Steve's
I'm pretty
update
confident
was so long,
that.
I aged 10 years.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. The Dodgers have just lost to the Washington Nationals.
Oh, no.
The Dodgers' record now stands at 11-8. The Mets are 8-8. So the Mets and the Dodgers have both lost the same number of games, and the Dodgers spent a lot more money. But it's early.
Look at you.
It's early.
Trying to just say, look, you're as bad as us.
They paid $2.5 million for a win, and you paid $270,000 for a win. Speaking of baseball, a big retirement hits today, and you probably saw the story. John Sterling, Yankee longtime play-by-play announcer, retiring immediately after a career with the Yankees that I think goes back to Babe Ruth. 85 years old. There's been some stories, you know, for his health is why he's stepping down. Nothing official. When you're 85, you've been doing games like this and you step down right away. Hope everything is okay. He has earned his retirement. They're going to honor him at a game this weekend, which is great. Hopefully he can be there for it. And you know why a guy like John Sterling stands out is, and you think about this with play-by-play announcers. And this is, look, play-by-play announcers all do a great job. We spend far too much time talking about play-by-play guys and analysts and what they say and don't say during a game. We play way too much about it. Because just do for a sec, think back to any famous game that you watched, even in the last year. Tell me who the play-by-play guy was for it. You don't remember. You don't remember who it was, unless something amazing came out of it and it became a meme and we talked about it, it became a thing. You don't remember who it is. You remember who did this game. You know, did Vin Scully do this game? Did someone do this game? You know, it's hard to, you know, unless it's a legend, you know, it's hard to remember. But John Sterling is so recognizable and so intertwined with the Yankees. You knew his voice. You knew the way he over the top called the game. The guy was his own cottage industry. And for him to retire, you know, yeah, there's so many Yankee fans. My dad can think back to big games. Hey, when they won. Oh, yeah, when we won. And then Sterling said this. Sure. Like, they all remember what he said. And it's very few play-by-play guys that in the memories of your life, when you think back to a big game or something else, you remember their call. And that's the case with John Sterling.
Well, legends, right? Every city's got them, right? Go back to Harwell, all my guys in Chicago. But Sterling's a guy that, you know, in this day and age where we're grabbing clips, it's not confined to the local call, right? It wasn't the Yankee fans, yeah, while you could say he's our guy, became a national thing. Now, sometimes to some level of ridicule with some of the home run calls, but, you know, an institution. And he wasn't a lifer there either. Like, that's the other thing. Like, there's a career before he gets there. Most guys, you know, they tell the tale of the tape. Local, maybe they get to do some national or kind of bridge. But what is it, 35 years? Just an amazing run with all those big calls and big moments.
Let's hear a little bit of John Sterling, some of his calls over the years. And maybe hear a little bit of Susan Waldman in there as well. Mary Mack, let's hear it.
1-2. Swung on and driven to deep left. Toward the line. She is gone. Aaron Judge lined one right down the line. A Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge. It's an A-bomb from A-Rod. Oh, you can bank on Chase. Headley is deadly. Oh, you're on the mark, Teixeira.
Brian McCann. Oh, McCann can. I guess McCann can. Garrett keeping up with the Joneses. Stephen Drew. He serves a Drewski in the second deck and right.
There was Yankees Radio Network. I love how over the top he was and the way he would do games and how he would call the same thing. Aaron Judge, all rise, a Judgian blast. And even when he'd go through the Giancarlo Stantons and would run through Italian with Giancarlo, se nuda se puolo. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Like, you know, the guy was his own industry. He was his own. He's his own thing. And you got to realize that three generations of Yankee fans and baseball fans have grown up and become adults listening to John Sterling.
Well, that's the crazy thing, right? The generational effect. And it's baseball, right? And we've had it. And, like, there was a great celebration this weekend, right? Vern Lundquist retiring. That great shot that was confusing as hell at first of that hand coming out from behind the tree that showed up in everybody's timelines before. Oh! It's Vern on 16 with Tiger, not the, you know, a druid or something there with the tree in effect. But, you know, we celebrate it and we pass down baseball. You know, your dad tried to give you the Yankees. You took the Mets. For me, my mom tried to get me on board the Cubs. And now my brothers and I are White Sox fan. My dad was just a fan of the sport. He didn't pick sides, which was kind of interesting. I never understood that, but maybe I'll have to ask him that question next time I talk to him tomorrow. But it's just that idea with Sterling, generation to generation. In baseball, we celebrate history. We celebrate those moments, and those calls will live forever.
And, you know, just for a second to think that of all the Yankee announcers and all the things he has ever said, you know, with Phil Rizzuto, all the big Hall of Famers, the one thing I'm going to always remember is that's baseball, Susan. Like, of all the quotes, that's all, what he tells Susan Waldman, that's baseball, Susan. Okay. Like, Susan Waldman would go on the whole thing, and I don't understand why this and Joe Torre and all this. Well, that's baseball, Susan. I mean, just a great way to just, I'm going to put a nice bow on the end of this conversation, and we're moving on. We are completely moving on.
Well, but that's just it. All those years together, you get to have those moments.
Yeah.
And then you take a half-inning break and get back after it.
Hopefully that's what he says on Saturday. He comes out and they just say, and here's John Sterling waiting for him to say something. He just says, that's baseball, Susan. And he walks away and he waves to everybody. See ya. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
See you, everybody.
Put a plaque up for me. I'm out.
Exit out by the Fresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, yeah, we'll have more on John Sterling and more on the biggest story in sports tonight. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike. Fox.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.